Republicans needed to flip 3 seats in the state assembly and 3 seats in the state senate in order to win a 2/3 majority in both chambers. That margin would have let them override vetoes by Democratic Governor Tony Evers, giving them the power to set the agenda in state government on everything from the state budget to the next round of redistricting. But in the Senate, preliminary returns showed Democrat Brad Paff narrowly defeating Republican Dan Kopanky to win the 32nd state Senate district. And in the Assembly, preliminary returns showed Democrats holding their seats and flipping at least a couple districts held by Republicans. Republicans will still have big majorities in the legislature, but assuming the results hold, it means the legislature will remain a check on Governor Tony Evers, and the governor will retain his check on the legislature. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.